Next patient is Gerald Stephens. The last name is S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S. First name, Gerald, G-E-R-A-L-D. Clinical case of a 79-year-old white male that is seen in the clinic because of persistent orthostatic hypotension, period. This patient spent several months in the hospital in Ohio, the state where he's originally from, period. Apparently, there was a clinical case consistent with sepsis that was followed by acute kidney injury. Renal replacement therapy was necessary, and apparently during the stay in the hospital had several complications, including cardiac arrhythmia, coma. The antihypertensives that he was taking had to be stopped because the patient was with persistent hypotension, period. After some time, the patient was sent to the rehab center, and he learned how to walk and to take care of himself, and later on was discharged from the rehab center, and he decided to spend the winter in Florida. Period. The main problems is that the patient continues to be on renal replacement therapy that has orthostatic hypotension. He has a condition in the skin that has required the administration of azathioprine, A-Z-A-T-H-I-O-P-R-I-N-E. Milligrams every day, and prednisone 5 milligrams every day, period. The patient has hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. He has at least 600 cc's of urinary output. His weight has been 99.5 kilos, and the patient is complaining about hypotension and being with what he calls fuzziness of his mind and vision, changing the positions from sitting to standing, or from supine to sitting, period. The patient has been prescribed amiodarone, and the patient insists that he doesn't have atrial fibrillation. We haven't been able to prove it. And the patient hasn't had any cardiac evaluation for the cardiac arrhythmia or the orthostatic hypotension, which we consider important. We are going to get an appointment with the cardiologist, Dr. Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, in order to evaluate him from the cardiovascular point of view. Number two, the patient has a history of atrial hypertension, now orthostatic hypotension. Following number, the patient has BPH. Following number, anemia related to CKD. Following number, secondary hyperparathyroidism that is under control. And following number, hyperphosphatemia that is under control with the administration of Aurexia, A-U-R-E-X-Y-A. Following number, the patient has gastroesophageal reflux disease and omeprazole. Plan as above. I invested 10 minutes of the time reviewing the laboratory workup. In the face-to-face, we are spend 30 minutes, and in the documentation, 6 minutes, period. The patient's body weight is going to be increased to 100.5 kilos. The patient was made aware of the change. Reevaluation in 6 weeks. The patient wants to come to the office to be seen, period. It is important to realize that the patient needs a close follow-up because he needs to spend more time with the doctor compared to the dialysis rounds that are done every week at the dialysis center.